IT transformation calls for true collaboration between cross-functional teams, from leaders to developers. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
You can't quite say the Technology Modernization Fund Board has $55 million burning a hole in its pocket, but the chunk of change remaining in the TMF for fiscal 2018 will be heading out the door and delivered to deserving agencies over the next 2 months. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller has an update for what everyone in the federal tech community has been puzzled about. And Jason, that's the first question is, do we know where that 55 is going? What are they going to do with that money?
If only we knew where that 55 million was going, right, Tom? I mean, I think that is, as you put it well, something that a lot of the people, both industry and CIOs in the federal agencies and their staffs are wondering, okay, are we in the running, if you will? Couple things we did find out. Now, last week, there were two events that happened. One was on the record for press, so I attended that one. That was an affirm lunch, breakfast with folks from GSA, including Alan Thomas, the commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service. And then there was a TMF summit that was GSA and ATARC, our friends Tom Suter and Tim Harvey had, and that was closed to the press. So
by GSA's request.
Well, it's not really sure if it's GSA or OMB or whom. We can't put all the blame on GSA. They just happened to host it at their place. But there was some disagreement, I understand, about on the record, off the record, invite press, don't invite press. Don't get me started, Tom.
I just wonder what the secret could possibly be about something where an agency applies for a project, they get the funding, and you know what could be buried there that can't be known.
Exactly. And that's a little bit of frustration. So you know what I did, Tom? I pulled out my reporter's notebook.
Good.
Pun intended there for everyone listening. And I did some digging, and this is what we found out. So first of all, Alan Thomas at the On the Record event said, basically, hey, we know we have some money left. We're going to get it out the door in the next 2 months. So by October 1st, the beginning of fiscal 2019, they will have awarded more projects, however many, we don't know, to which agencies, we don't know, but that $55 million will get out the door. Now, I ended up talking to a couple different sources who went to the non-press open TMF summit, and they told me, they gave me a little bit more detail, and they said Suzette Kent, the federal chief information officer, said there are about 20 projects that are vying for that $55 million. So it's a little bit of a tidbit.
That is a tidbit, because the rumor around the contractors had been there's only nine project proposals from seven agencies.
Right.
But now we know there's 20.
20 for the second round. Now, I think that with the 9 and 7 you're referring to is that first round of funding, the $45 million that went out to three agencies, HUD, agriculture, and energy. The other thing that this quote-unquote, in air quotes, Tom, secret TMF summit that didn't allow the press at, even though they allowed everyone else in industry and government to go, that they also offered some really honest feedback around the projects and the struggles that they've had. And like, for instance, Charles Worthington, the CTO at the Veterans Affairs Department, who's a TMF board member, said he was surprised that there were not as many projects that were promoting shared services, or at least somewhere where one agency took the lead, but other agencies kind of jumped on board as well. Maria Rote, actually the SBA CIO, again, also TMF board member, said, you know, basically several proposals were told to go away, to go find money elsewhere. This is from that first round. So this second
round.
Like
if you wanted to build a brand new data center, probably that's not in the spirit of what the TMF is all about.
Exactly. And a lot of times that, you know, Charles Worthington also mentioned, don't give us something that's using waterfall. We want agile, iterative approaches. So there's those things that come out. Now, what's interesting, Tom, is we've heard a lot of this before. None of it was really, wow, oh my goodness, this is such a big secret. I mean, the administration, the last two administrations are really pushing towards agile, iterative development. Of course, there are going to be some projects that aren't going to make the grade. Alan Thomas did offer during the Affirm event, again, on the record to the press, was around this idea of that a lot of the agencies were probably not prepared for the rigor that the board was expecting. And I think that's why maybe some of the other projects, the initial projects, struggled. And I think that the folks at GSA that run the Technology Modernization Program Office have really worked with agencies, held webinars, held events to really get people, okay, here's what we're expecting, here's how we can help you. And I think that is starting to come out, why we're seeing 20 proposals for the second round of funding.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, and there is kind of a built-in paradox here, because if an agency has an IT budget, presumably the budget they send and hope Congress will approve is their most important things. So what could be left over that's not in their budget that they want from the TMF fund, and why would that not be a priority at the top in the first place?
So what's interesting about that is a lot of this is not about what's left over. It's, hey, what project did you not get enough funding for that this a little bit more funding, $5, $10, $20 million, would get you over the hump? And I think I heard Max Everett, the CIO at the Energy Department, speak back in June, and he talked about the TMF funding. And one of the things that came out of both this summit and what Mr. Everett was saying back in June really matches well. And I think this is a key piece that agencies and vendors should really keep in mind. Max Everett said, listen, we're moving to cloud email. Yes, the extra money is nice. Yes, the standardization would be nice. But we're really changing the way we want to manage technology. Everett says, we're building that business case, having a holistic picture that you can present to leaders, really just understanding all the pieces that go into something as simple as cloud email is really changing the way the Energy Department looks at technology. It's one step in a long journey, and that extra money can help them take that first step quicker and more successfully. And one of the things that came out from Suzette Kent and others on the board from the Secret Summit was saying, we want these projects to really help push culture change, really change the way the agency uses, manages technology, and that matched really well with what Energy Department did and is doing. The other thing that came out, again, is show me that you've had some success. The Energy Department had moved some of their components to cloud email, but how do they get the rest of it? So they show that we can do this. So I think those are really the big pieces here, Tom, about what came from this quote-unquote secret event.
I wonder if a project in the nature of we're going to send our 50 or 100 people involved with software development projects to Agile training, and they're going to sign a pledge to never use Waterfall again. I wonder if that would get some money.
It's a good question, but there's nothing that they're going to come from that. They'll get some good training, but they wouldn't say, hey, we modernize technology. And remember, this is the Modernizing Government Technology Act, created the Technology Modernization Fund. So training people, I don't think, would be in the cards. Now, if they said we're going to train people and then apply their training to this other project that will modernize this software application that 50 million citizens use, that maybe would get – that's where that extra money could come in.
Because digital services, part of the administration strategy and really every administration strategy going back to the advent of the internet as a popular platform, isn't that part of this also to get agencies toward more digital services?
Well, I think that's all part of this modernization effort, right? It's cybersecurity is one leg of that stool. Digital services is the second leg. And I think the third leg is definitely getting off of legacy systems, not just modernizing services, but getting off the old technology that's not supported, that's, again, cyber insecure and all that. I think, Tom, but that what will be interesting that we see from this last $55 million that gets awarded sometime in the next couple of months is whether it's, again, which agencies, which types of projects. The first three projects, HUD was moving off mainframe, Energy went to cloud email, USDA was improving farmers.gov. None of them were like all that surprising. None of them were all that innovative. But again, I think, and that's why this event would have been nice if it was open to the press, because they talked about that importance of culture change as a key component to these projects.
Sure. And one other factor I'm curious about is, do these projects carry contracts with them, and are those something that will be open for bid, or are they already awarded and therefore they're worried about protests or something? I wonder if that's part of the secrecy here.
My understanding is that there's usually already a contract that exists, because it's usually a pilot that started or some sort of project that they're adding to. So this is not a new start. Now, could they have an additional contract or a follow-on? Sure. And could that money require some extra help? For instance, you could use a portion of that money for training, as you pointed out. So maybe that would be a new contract. But I don't think the secrecy is about the contracting or acquisition or procurement sensitivities. I just think that this is a White House initiative that the Office of Management and Budget obviously takes very seriously, and they want to control the message. But I think, Tom, tagging back to an earlier discussion that you and I had a couple of weeks ago, that secrecy, that controlling the message could be potentially hurting them. The Senate, for instance, in the fiscal services bill said, we're not going to fund TMF because we're not happy with your communication. Now, in the end, they probably will get funded. But the fact is that Congress is sending them a message. And here is an event that they could have invited the press to, had a lot of really great coverage from, and gotten that positive experience that we know the lawmakers and their staff read.
Yeah, makes you wonder what they're up to. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Tom.
Be sure to check out his latest notebook, now online at federalnewsradio.com.